The second hour of Radio Alchemy on KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara County. Radio Alchemy.
Elixir for a new humankind.
Yes, that was a little demonstration of what we are doing. It was kind of, I've always loved that connected device, the idea of downloading or uploading of information, and then that what's coming into your specter is radio alchemy. So we're kind of playing around with that, and the new our new brand, besides eclipsing conventional wisdom, is Elixir for a New Humankind. And instead of human being human, it is humankind. You are human, and the kind of human you are is one that Ion and Bob has been prodding us to become, and you know, all of those voices that are out there breaking the mold. So, you know, Bob, that's like, you know, kind of a mix that I'm playing with, you know, at this point. I might change it a little bit, but what'd you think?
It's great. It's all about connecting.
Right? Right, right.
And it's going far, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely that. Well, we have callers on the line, but before we go to that, one thing that I have heard you speak about, Ion, is that we have, in a sense, delegated our power, and you talked about the mercy seat, the Ark of the Covenant. The Spear of Destiny, the Shroud of Turin, maybe all of these relics.
The Emerald Tablet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. What I was wondering about that is, if our power is coming back to us, I know that there are individuals that are seeking these elements. Can that power be, once they get them all together, could it be more powerful than, because we've imbued it so much, would it amplify the power that the individuals hold? Would it amplify their power more than a regular person in their power?
Fabulous, 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 but not a chance. Not a chance. It's a great question, and it's in the right realm. But when you come back into your place of power, you see, do you know what, when you go to the Starbucks and get you a coffee, you put the coffee in the cup, okay? Do you try to retrieve the cup so you can have the coffee after you finished with it?
No.
You hear that
exactly.
Sound? Oh, that's you just
so
getting
the vessel, call. The vessel that that's holding the coffee, once you're done with it, you're done with it. Oh, now you may rinse and repeat if it's a favorite mug of some sort, but still, the mug isn't the essence of what you're after for the coffee, is it?
Right, right. No, it's not.
You're after the power of what goes in the box, in the spear, in the capstone, in the emerald tablets, and all the, and in the works of Nostradamus, and in all the versions of the Bible, and in from the Pendragon's forward, and in all what the Samaritans had to say, and in what the wise men had to say, and in where the mountain is and the elders and how they lay into these places, and where all these ascended human creators are that are hiding out all among you. Because, see, here's the fun.
Yes.
As you're ascended, now Bob says ascending, so that's a differential, and we'll give him that, no problem. But when you come ascended, the last place you want to be is on the cover of Forbes magazine. Ha! You're so happy being happy. The last thing you want to do is be all exposed. You are eternal. There's people walking on the planet that have been here since before Jesus. It's no problem. They make reference to it. Well, they're just rolling along, having a big time. You ask them, and they'll say, well, you know, Evan, the worst part of life I ever had has been pretty darn good. They ain't trying to conquer nothing. They just having fun.
Wow. Well, who are these destructos? Who are the ones that are the bloodletters and all that? Why is their bliss the destruction?
You love tearing things up. That's how you subject your place of power. You tear things up just so you can get over it. You chase a cold till you catch it, and then you live with the cold till you get shed of it.
Hmm.
It's called a rhinovirus, okay? That's fine. And then you decide that I'm going to have authority over you, and I'm going to come burn you up or blow you up or whatever, 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 whatever. And if you turn around and you turn around and say, come on, big boy, do your best. But just remember, I'm a marvelous human creator, and I created everything in my world. And whether or not I include you in my conversation of my essence of creation from what comes out of the words of my mouth, you may find yourself crossways with your deliberate intention regarding having authority over me, you see.
Mm.
So it opens itself up, but what happens is they put it on the looky box, and this is a raid, and this is a tirade, and used to everybody was a dope dealer. Boy, now they're passing it out like candy, and it ain't no problem. When they found out they could get a little tax money on them prescriptions,
That's right.
It changed everybody's opinion on it. So now if you got more than a couple thousand dollars in folding money, you're no longer a drug dealer. Now you're a terrorist. You come from the rectum of Al-Qaeda incarnate. Well, isn't it interesting that this one little handful has put an entire superpower at its knees? Isn't that interesting? And it's over, not over jihad, it's over the threat of jihad. You know, it's a pretty big bad booger man that can put the whole superpower in the coffin. Pretty intriguing, isn't it?
Yes.
Because they not having this place of authority. You yes. want authority? Have all that authority you want. Hey, how's that working out for you? You can't even control what you're running. Municipalities now can't collect enough of money to police their own selves. And that's going to be all right till the garbage man quits coming by, and then you're going to have a way different conversation. You let that trash pile up, and they won't be worried about the cares in Israel. They won't be worried about what's going on in Gaza. They won't worry about the Shiites and the Sunnis, and they won't care what's going on in the Sudan, and they won't care how much money's flowing through Jordan. They won't have any conversation, and they won't come inspecting how that pipeline's going in Afghanistan. They won't even have any notion regarding all that. You let trash man be late for a week, and ooh, now them fighting words. We got big trouble in River City, and that begins with a T, and it rhymes with P, and I don't know how we're going to get out of this one, you see.
Fantastic. And in some of your interviews, and you have spoken about coming into your power, I kind of paraphrase a statement that you made. You said, don't speak it out of your mouth, negative. That contrast turns to pearl. It overlays irritation, a pleasant overlay instead. And what grows strangely dim, that will reveal that we are on the right path. That's a paraphrase of something that you...
Very good. Here we go. We'll clean it up just real easy.
Yes.
It's not what you put in your mouth that defiles you. It's what comes out. The words are the essence of what you got. One mouth and one rectum and two ears. We suggest that you engage them proportionately. All right. When you have contrast, an oyster gets a piece of sand in a mollusk of an oyster. It's contrast, a little speck of an irritant, a burr under your saddle. Well, what that mollusk does, what the pearl does, is it overlays it. It doesn't understand why it has to live with a grain of sand as an irritant. It doesn't try to get up under things and stand up and knock his head off. No, what he does is they take spit, and they overlay it and overlay it and overlay it. That's known as nacre. That's actually mollusk spit. And what happens is they become symbiote with that contrast. And what that contrast does is it makes and creates a fabulous, beautiful pearl of great price. And that's a benefit, but it's actually the answer to how you overlay a small, insignificant irritant in your path of joy. And once you start spitting out pearls, all of a sudden you'll realize that the cares of life do indeed grow strangely dim. And as the more dim they become, your contrast, the bigger the pearl gets, the less it becomes irritating. Now, it's still the essence of an irritant, okay? It's the essence of an irritant. But yet the benefit that comes out of that, like all your destructions and killings and all this kind of stuff, since there is no death, and if you leave your meat sack and lay it down somewhere, all you've done is decided yourself to lay your body down. There's lots of human creators that haven't come into their place of power that they'll tell you quick they're dead. They're just waiting on a disease, a lack of ease, to claim the body. So beyond that, once you come into this place of knowing, I think I know. Well, when you quit thinking and you start knowing, if you know where your car keys are, you don't spend the rest of the morning looking for where the last place you left them. You don't look for them. You don't think about it because you know where you left your car. You know where your bed is. You know what kind of brown party liquor you prefer. And it's very, very delicious. And so that's the simplest way to steer that back, as your perfect quote and paraphrase was absolutely apropos.
Hmm. Well, we have some calls for you, darlings.
All right, let her rip.
Caller one, you are on with Bob and Ion.
Good morning, Ebony, Bob, and all listeners. Bob, there is no doubt that there is a tension among African Americans who arrived into this country by choice, or those Black Americans or African Americans who have been here as a result of slavery. I have been watching, listening, praying, actively involved since I was about 5. My name is Salam, Alam. Salam means peace. Alam means world in Ethiopian language. This was not the name I was given by my parents in 1964. For some reason, I have been wanting and dreaming for peace all over the world, for freedom of Nelson Mandela and those who have been in jail without a good cause, or injustice all over the world since I was a child. I was a news geek since I was a child. The world is made up of each one of us.
Yes.
But regardless, we are hurting each other. We are causing all this pain to each other. We lost touch with compassion, love, respect for each other. We put people above God, or above our creator, whoever or he or she may be. We think we let money and ego, fame, run our life instead of thinking ourselves. If it hurts me to see all this injustice that is inflicted to most of us, I wonder what our creator or God, how he is saddened by all of this, what is going on. Please remember to treat others the way you want to be treated. Keep your promises. Go out and serve others. Others that each one of us supposed to care and stand up for, if you want. And let's remember Indira Gandhi and the people who died before us. If you want change, please remember to be part of change. Injustice somewhere is injustice everywhere.
Yes.
By Martin Luther King.
All right.
And Mother Teresa.
Yes.
Only humility will lead us to unity, and unity will lead us to peace. Let us help one another draw nearer to Jesus to learn to be humble and joyful.
Yes. Yes.
Leonard.
Okay, dear. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right. It seems overall, Ion, that she wants to get to a point where people are treating each other from, I guess, a place of bliss inside. Once you love yourself, you're able to love another. And I think that's kind of like what you have been talking about, is that it seems like we have a choice to either, do we have a choice at this time as these portals open, as all these anomalies are happening, we have a choice whether we are going to engage this change or whether we're going to be stuck. I mean, there are individuals that aren't going to come into their power. Is that correct?
Oh, that's all right. That'll get taken. The caller, those were beautiful words, very, very delicious and moving. But here's the caveat that we would add to it. Anytime you find yourself in bondage, it's your choice to be. You are so free, you're so powerful, you can put yourself in bondage. And you go, now, wait a minute, Ion, easy, them's fighting words. No, no, it's that simple. It's that simple. When the Hebrews got in bondage to Pharaoh, that's a very good example of this bondage that you're speaking of, they ask Pharaoh to put them in bondage. That's what it says. That's how it lays it out. Every apartheid, every dimension of less than-ness is what the individual human creator embraces. Okay? Now, Martin Luther King, we love and appreciate his work. It's very wonderful and delicious, very appropriate. And in the whole process is that got tangled up between the difference in power and authority. When you start pushing authority, that's the one that catches the cross. That's the one that catches the bullet. That's the one that catches sideways from your place of power. When you get so busy coming into your place of power, number one, you quit noticing all these issues that are less than about you. You get so happy that where you are is delicious and perfect, that your creation indeed is exactly the way you want it to be. You don't have to consult your people to decide how you want to wear your hair, nor how long you want to wear your fingernails, and if or if not you want to have luminaries put on your teeth. You choose that individually. Well, the same way as a race, a sect, a class, a people, if it's done at an individual level, euphoric bliss will break out. Because they'll look at you and they'll say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You want to make a difference in your world? Come into your place of power. And they'll stand in awe. And when something comes along that gets crossways or that you're going to take it and take a hand at, you can stand up with power. And when you get your power, authority will follow, but you won't ever engage authority. When you walk into a situation and they're having a gunfight right there at the OK Corral, you can walk down the middle of it and say, all right, we've had enough of this. Now, y'all stand back and watch the miracle-working power of an ever-loving God. And I'll tell you true, they will bow. Not that you want them to bow. You're just busy being happy. Y'all fight it out. Kill each other. Do whatever you want to do. But I'm going to cross the street now because they got a sale on these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful shoes that I've just got to own. And I'm going to cross this street and I'm going to get them shoes because I just so thoroughly enjoy going places and buying things. But that's what I'm going to do. And they'll stop. They'll yield. So focus it on your place of power, and the world will change. And even if the world didn't change, your world will change.
Well,
and when that happens, there is no more question, you see. It gets worked out. It gets solved. It gets put everybody in jail. Most of them, that iron bars do not a prison make. A lot of folks in prison that's not in a jail cell, for sure. They put themselves in that position, you see. And if it's for some big righteous indignation, wonderful. But how powerful are they if they're pinned up? But then the jailer's in jail, too. So after a little while, you get to a problem where there ain't nobody to pay the jailer. And then they just got to turn out church and everybody can sort of move on. You can't legislate morality. even if whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, you can't legislate morality.
Hmm.
And you get busy pleasing and delighting yourself, and all those cares will pass away. And you'll see a significant difference and change in your world, in your community, in your faith, in every dynamic, which lines up with the perfect words that you laid out. But by speaking those words of this intolerance, of this indifference, what it does is it activates it more, and the authoritarians go, aha, there's the weakest link. Okay, let's go that way. Aha, that's the problem. Let's go to him this up this way. Aha, we can put this on the looky box and everybody will respond. Aha, we'll get him to make a big old speech and then we can shoot him and then he can be a martyr and then we can have the ACLU fighting over who's in charge. And you got sweet Bernice King now in charge of it and can't even write a check.
Yes.
Boy, that's a great, big, wonderful association. Daddy King liked to roll over in his grave. Martin Luther King would be abashedly ashamed with the resources that have been frivolously piddled away over who's in charge.
Yes.
The battle since the beginning has never been over right and wrong. All human creators, gods, know the difference between right and wrong. The battle since the beginning has not been over right and wrong. It's been over who's in charge. That's where the battle is. That's where peace lies. It's when you quit caring who's in charge. Because then the authority is relieved and you're in your place of power. And then they can blow up everything if they want to, but it won't affect you. They can take everybody's house away from them, but they can't take yours. They can get rid of everybody's job. They can get rid of money. They can get rid of. Won't have any effect on you. You'll be busy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get busy pleasing and delighting yourself, all this stuff will quietly, easily, peaceably set the euphoria, the bliss, the utopia that you're speaking about in unity. But the unity will be an individual place of power. That's where your answer lies. And don't worry, be happy. It's coming anyway. It's coming anyway. It's happening anyway. By default, it's on its way.
This is KPFK. And, oh, sorry, sir.
No, we're good. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, San Diego on the lines, Bob Dobbs and Ion and Caller 2. You are on. Welcome.
Okay. What he's talking about is a spiritual strategy. He's talking in broad terms of a spiritual strategy. He's talking there is a balm of Gilead that can heal the sin-sick soul, the confused, ignorant mind, and the poisoned bodies. It is about seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, which is within, and you will find the path to the strong in the deep. And by applying spiritual principles, the angels of the Supreme Creator will walk and talk with you in ways that never cease to amaze. You have a personal responsibility to create the best life that your knowledge will allow. Personal responsibility is the ability to respond to whatever confronts you on a day-by-day basis. However, this depends upon your awareness basis. And understand that depends upon the truth. And the truth will set you free. Truth is the conscious realization of the power of destiny that Ion keeps referring to. He just calls it the power. But it's the power of destiny that the Supreme Creator says that is your right. And it's based on free will choice. And that free will choice should be based on the truth. And the truth will set you free. Free of what? Free of everything you don't want to mess with.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
Will be caught up in the darkness of Lucifer by understanding the spiritual path which the Supreme Creator has constructed for us the curves and the winds in the darkness of Lucifer, where egos are not sure just where to go and where to lead. The spiritual path is hardwired into the genetic code of the DNA, where we use only 30 to 40% of the DNA code. The rest of the code is dormant. But it doesn't have to be. When you go within, in the here and now, that's when he talks about time. He says that time is irrelevant. Time is cyclic. Because you go into the here and now, tap into the genetic code that allows us to adapt to changing external conditions over the past 500,000 years better than any other life form on the planet Earth. And so this is what it's about.
Fantastic.
He is talking about the Schumann frequency of the planet being raised to a higher spiritual vibratory frequency. And so that means you got to raise your vibratory, your inner vibratory frequency to a higher vibratory rate to match the Schumann frequency of the planet.
Very good.
And when
you do that through the RNA.
Yes, that's what I said. That's what I'm implying.
RNA or DNA.
I thought I said that, but if I didn't, I'm implying that.
Right.
Yeah, not the DNA, RNA. Tell them about RNA, Ion.
Okay.
Thank you, Obalanche. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. The RNA is the acid that affects the DNA. Now they've just found, Eben, they just found out about even what DNA is. They ain't even scratched it deep.
Huh?
But when you find out what the RNA is, what you use to communicate through chromosome 14 that activates those extra double helix strands that you forfeited when you came away from your power, and you activate those and you start becoming whole, which is what the whole process of this is, of coming back into your place of power. We call RNA, we call it relax and allow.
Hmm.
And the scripture that you quoted, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and that's you, and his, that's you, righteousness, meaning that you are comfortable in the skin that you're in, and then there's a blessing at the end of that. And all these things, that stuff, will be added unto you.
Ooh.
That's the rest of the story, without even having to call poor old Paul Harvey. So please enlighten yourself. Now here's the other side of it. If you come into your place of power, fabulous. But if you don't, if you choose to stay in bondage, then the rocks are going to start crying out. The actual rocks will start crying out, reminding you of who you are and where your place of God in God is, by default or deliberate. Deliberate intention is the best way. And it's coming. It's being offered. Now you have no limitation. There's no limitation. The only limitation is from you.
Right.
The only limitation.
And that's from the rules and regulations that are within.
You can't abide by anyway.
Right. But that divide up or are within the labyrinth of our mind that say that I can't, this self-doubt, right? This,
of course.
Right.
Of course.
Very good.
Now, Eben, did you want to know how many double helix strands that an ascended human creator has?
Yes.
144,000 double helix strands. And you're working with presently one double helix.
Someone that has a fully activated RNA and DNA structure of 144,000 double helix strands. There are individuals on this planet that are fully activated.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why?
And more gaining every day.
And why are they here? Wouldn't they?
Just like you, they chose to come forth and engage and mix it up and have contrast. See, in non-physical, you have no issue, no contrast. There's nothing to create. Everything is perfect. everything is done, nothing to do, working can wait, there is no issue, but you can't create because you don't even have the position in non-physical to even have a desire. Uh-oh, now the Buddhists can crossways with that. They say you get enlightenment if you quench desire. And we go, but yeah, but isn't the quenching of desire yet a desire?
Yes, yes.
So you kind of get crossed up in that whole process.
Right.
But when you start activating, and now the scriptures are real clear how to do it. It's not a, ain't no big mystery. There's nothing new under the sun. There's no past. There's no present. There's only now. This is the future. All those are contained within your middle kingdom, and the scriptures lay it out real clear. Get you some bread of life and get you some living water, and that's all you got to do.
What is the bread of life?
Oh, that's the portion. That's the portion to get your human genome back where it was. So we would say, let's go back to God. You are God, but we got to convince you that you are God. So let's go back to God, the place where you left your power and magically imbued your power in this stuff. Now, some people say that's done through football teams. Some people say that's through the race car, the NASCAR. Some of them say it's in that Tom Petty. Some of them say it's in Brooks and Dunn.
A lot of people say it's money, Ion.
Money. Oh, but that's all got cleaned up. That got cleaned up. Here's why. The human creators, they said, okay, here's the deal. Time is money, and money is time.
Oh.
And we said, uh-oh, easy there, Trigger. Hold on now. Wait a minute. There isn't any time. It's a false premise. So what does that do for money?
Well, they print it every day, so you know it's pretty much a fictional as time.
Uh-oh, that goes back to the gluten-free zone, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
Ain't no printing.
Right.
Now every transaction goes through Kuala Lumpur. Uh-oh. Didn't necessarily know that. But all MACH transfers you got running around, they go right through Kuala Lumpur. But don't worry, don't fret, it's passing. That's passing. Because see, as a marvelous human creator, all you have to do is speak it out of your mouth what you want.
Yes.
And only speak the things that you would like to engage.
Yes.
And if you decide you want something and you get it and then it doesn't please you, that's okay, because that's just nothing but that tiny bit of sand in the mollusk, so let the spit of your mouth overlay that irritant and make a beautiful pearl.
Yes.
Now, the only sidebar of that is don't go running out casting your pearls before the swine.
Yes.
Doesn't serve you. Keep it to yourself.
Right.
Keep it to yourself. You get yourself straightened out in your place of power, then you've got something to give. Otherwise, you've got nothing to give.
Yes.
You're in a less than place. You can't afford what you're doing now, let alone going outside of yourself. So you focus on getting yourself straightened out, and then you can take to helping everybody else.
Yes.
Then and out, and guess what? Then all this conversation of, well, I feel better because I'm so glad I'm not them. Well, all that goes away. Because now this backbiting and all this comparing, when they're just as marvelous a human creator as you are.
Right.
Indeed, you're as God as God is God. There you go.
Well, one thing
that's how you get crossways with all the stuff that you've created now already anyway.
Well, one thing I haven't heard, what is beautiful about everything that you've said since you have been on is that you have obliterated the notion of scarcity, which I think is what drives a lot, you know, scarcity in love, scarcity in resources, and this infighting and the reason why you're just glad you're not black, or you're glad you're not a woman, or you're not an Arab at this time, et cetera, how that really plays when there's enough, because it's all in you, and that's amazing. Hey, caller three, welcome.
Hello?
Yes, that's you.
Oh, wow. That's cool, because he just answered the question I was going to ask about the bread and the water.
Yes.
But I still have another question about the 144,000
double
in our body.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that he was referring to a lot of Bible scripture. So in the whole, what is the Bible trying to tell us and teach us about ourselves?
Okay, great question.
Perfect. All the Bible is trying to do is they left clues of where you left your car keys. The Bible's giving you clues of where you left your car keys. So is the Kabbalah, so was Nostradamus, so was Thoth. Many of them are. Those sages, that's what the elders are trying to remind you when they stand around the throne, getting you into the notion of your coronation to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Those are the 24 elders, right?
There are 24 elders, and those can increase based on this propensity, because that's individually inoculated, because each individual human creator has a throne, has a kingdom. Uh-oh, now, wait now, easy. How can there be so many kingdoms? Well, that's the point. It's individual. So the world indeed does revolve around you.
Oh, and how do you go about activating these 144,000?
RNA, relax and allow.
Wow.
It's something that we will try and unwind over time. And you can go to howionic.com. There's some lectures up there where Ion goes more into relax and allow, but it's a compendium of everything that he is saying. And I think it really comes down to the relax and allow is shutting off your monkey mind of doubt and comparison and all of this kind of mishugas and things and getting into that. Well, I'm probably way off, but getting into that realm where my God, you finally love and believe and you know, yourself, instead of whatever the society and the neurosis that's come to you. And I'm sure there's much more to that, but we have a bunch of calls. It's getting up to the top of the hour, so that is something that we're going to have to get more into. Let's go to caller four. Caller four, you're welcome. Come on to KPFK.
Hi, Bob and Ion. This is Mike. I've talked to you before a couple of times.
Hello, Mike.
Hi. Wanted to ask you, how can I regrow some gum tissue and some teeth and teeth enamel?
Wonderful. Very, very, very good. All right, here's what you do. Whatever you're doing now isn't working. Okay? So whatever you're doing now, stop it. Don't do that anymore. Here, change your diet. Here's the diet that'll work, that will rebuild tissue, rebuild bone, rebuild enamel. Change your diet. Here's the diet to work on now, and you'll see a significant change. Put whatever you eat, put it in your mouth. And if it's not the most delicious thing that you've ever tasted, ever, 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 spit it out. Okay? And then go find something that is the most delicious thing that you've ever tasted, and then rinse and repeat.
Okay.
That delight will allow your body to naturally respond to your desire. Because what's happening is it's showing up in your bones, in your root planing, and all the stuff that they'll kind of run you into. They get you into that position because of your place of eating things you don't care for. Well, this is good for me. Well, I want chocolate cake. Well, that's bad for you, so that's going to hurt you. Well, guess what? You say that, it will. If a Snicker bar sends you to hell, that'll do it. So, enjoy, I-N-J-O-Y, anything and everything you put in your mouth. We don't care what it is. But if you're asking for nutrition, we like sewage. Most everything that one way or the other. So we'd say just drink sewage. That's perfect nutrition. But if you're not after after a little while, you'll get real not interested in nutrition. And you eat because it's joyful and a pleasurable place for you to engage. is the point. It's the point. So that will do. And another thing you might want to engage, we are great lovers of magnesium and a little zinc. We don't care where you get it from. Get any kind you want to. It'll help you in your transition process of coming into your place of power.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Play with it. Play with it. Play with it. Good.
Well, that's phenomenal. I mean, if you have tension in your body and you're constantly saying, oh, I'm not doing this enough, da, 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 and all this stuff, it's reflected in the body. And you are saying that just like what you speak, you have to speak, eat everything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay.
And only the things you want.
Only the things that you want. Okay.
And if that means a double cheese, 3-pound Baconator, get two of them.
And no, and have no guilt about it.
Oh, guilt, guilt, guilt. Isn't that what you do with gold on picture frames?
Gilded, yeah. You tarnish it, yeah.
That's it. Overlay it with some guilt.
Hey, caller one, you are on the air. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for the valued forum.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob and Ayan. Yeah. I'm going to keep it brief in the interest of other people waiting in line and the time of the show. What can you tell me to nourish me from this point toward and through ascension? Thank you very much.
Hold it. Say that one more time. You were breaking up, sir.
Sure. What can you tell me, Ion, to help me be nourished and further my ability to ascend?
All right. Thank you.
Very good. Very simply, focus your undivided attention on your desires individually. Have no desire that includes anyone else. Now, if someone else engages and is blessed because of your ascension, whoopee, but that's not the point. The point is for you to come into your place of power. Focus on that. If there's some desire you'd like to engage, that's what comes out of your mouth. If you want a little dab of money, go through the drive-thru window and give me your money and say, oh, thank you very much. Here's my little money or my card or whatever. She gives you your food and say, oh, and by the way, money flows freely and easily to me. Well, that little girl in that drive-thru window is going to look at you like you lost your mind. But that's okay. You're not trying to tell her anything. You're trying to remind you of a desire that you're activating in your ascended place of delicious, proactive, cultured thought in the form of words, non-physical then, the most powerful part that connects all the human creators together, will then go to work at it. It's a 3-2-1 process. When they have a liftoff on the rocket and you get down to one, they don't stop the countdown then. You're just deciding how much money you'd like to receive if that's your desire. Okay, and then allow it to flow into your experience. Don't make it be a question of worthiness because you're already worthy. And
right.
The only thing that will stop it from coming to you is questioning your worthiness.
Yes.
So get happy about being happy about being happy about being the needle on the Victrola song. Then you'll be happy.
Yes.
Very good.
Fantastic. Okay. Oh, my God, that's so good. Caller 6, you are on with Bob and Ion. Welcome.
Hey, how you going? How's it going?
Great. How are you? What do you got?
Great. I was just wondering about the Book of Revelations, and I was just wondering about the whole end times prophecy and if maybe that book itself was planted there by whatever hidden forces are really running the show.
Yeah, it was you. It was you. We've done a complete series and explained every dynamic, including the 23rd chapter of Revelation, completely. Tells you how to speak to the angels, tells you what all the different dynamics of Revelation in right now words. That's available. You can get with Bob or somebody. We don't know, but that's complete. And you can find out everything you want to know and then some. Everything required for you to get back to your throne and have to learn how to communicate and tell the angels what it is that you desire. You are God, and you can tell the angels what to do. You the boss man. You the straw boss. And as you come into your place and learn how to speak to the angels, that's laid out completely in the 22 chapters of Revelation, and then completed with examples with the keys of the airs and the ethers in Revelation chapter 23. Now, the Council of Nicaea didn't see fit to include it, but we just couldn't resist.
Caller?
Yeah, this is great stuff. I'm going to look that up right now.
Great.
And, hey. And I just have one more little question.
Real quick.
Okay, I'm really missing my fresh air sometimes when they're doing these chemtrails, and I was just wondering...
Oh, we love chemtrails. They're wonderful. They're the best thing that ever happened. Call your congressman and say, I'm mad. My neighbor's getting more chemtrails than I'm getting. I'm mad. I want some chemtrails. Tell them it's better than dope, and you want some more of it. You demand, as a tax-paying United States American citizen, for more chemtrails. And they'll take it away immediately if they bother you. Demand you want some more and that you're not getting your fair share, they'll evaporate.
Okay, well, are we really entering the age of Aquarius? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and Sagittarius is jumping over Taurus, and Taurus is in Cancer's business, and Orion's about to blow, and I don't know where we're going to go when the volcano blows. Yeah. It's individual humans coming to their place of power. We don't care which sign you decide to fall it under, or which Pleiades you'd like to ease that out and into. If you'd like to engage that, that's great fun, but that and $8 will get you a double mocha latte at Starbucks.
Okay. Well,
thank, no, darling. We have other callers, love, but appreciate it, okay?
Global warming caused by solar flares.
No, it's human creators. It was over global warming, and now you're having global cooling. You didn't have the coldest winter you ever had in history.
That's right.
You're already
feeling
the effects of it right down there in the south. And now you've got global warming. Now you're fixing to have global cooling. You got mad about the oil. You didn't have enough oil. Now you just about got a Gulf of Mexico full of it. You can go down and get all the oil you want. They'll pay you to haul it out of the Gulf of Mexico. So enjoy your abundant creation.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Caller 2, you're on the air. Caller 2, come on down.
Yeah, I feel like I'm listening to the Gong Show. It's getting more and more hilarious.
Well, then have some fun. Have some fun with us. You're on the line. Did you have a question anyways?
Not really. I mean, I got lost.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But, I do appreciate that some young people are calling in. They're a few of them are deriding and sarcastic, but it's great. I mean, still they're opening a great dialogue, and who knows? I mean, I was cynical at their age, so more power to them.
Cynical at what Ion and Bob are saying?
Yeah. I think that at least three of the callers that called in were a little bit sarcastic, and that's their generation, and they're fully what they're positioned to do. But
hey, Ion, were they sarcastic? Three of them, Ion?
Nah, they were wonderful. But then we're easy. We're non-physical because heaven's just a sin away. So let the sin begin. They'll figure it out. It's all right. Nobody hurt. Move right along. It's great.
Now, come on, caller. You didn't hold on to come and talk about some of the other callers and things. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I kind of did. This talk of truth and religion and
it's subjective.
Okay, but really, I mean, how does this apply? I mean, you lead me. I mean, I really originally when I thought of taking the call, I thought, okay, let this guy be my leader. Okay, I don't need to take the realm. I've called in appreciation.
Okay.
Let you take the realm. Let you.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
It's wonderful. Very good. You have no need. That's perfect. That's the first step in coming to your place of power. Enjoy it. I-N-J-O-Y. There you go.
Okay.
And when you get done with that, rinse and repeat.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. Let's go to... Caller 7, you are on with Ion and Bob. Welcome. Caller 7, are you there? Hello? I hear something, but okay, all right. Let's go to Caller 1, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome.
No, I think this guy is really amazing, you know. This is beautiful. I've never heard something like this on your station. This guy, I like this. Thank you.
Hey, well, thank you, darling. It was okay. Well, it's fantastic. Well, have a safe night. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Wow. Well, you know what? We are almost out of time, and I am really sad to think that you guys are going to be so busy that we're not going to be able to get you guys back on. I really hope at some point you will come back because. You don't hold anything back, and I think people and you are the most amazing cheerleader of humanity that really has been trained to hate itself, to think that they're the vermin of this world and they're killing everything and all this stuff, and I'm just so lucky and
Evan.
Happy. Yeah, hi, yeah. Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, we're preparing the bread of life and the living water, and that's literally the truth.
Okay. There it is. Okay.
That's what we're doing. We're very busy preparing the bread of life and living water, and you'll have it soon.
Well, that's then, you know, bless you and thank you for doing that. You'll have to come back and talk about it though. I swear, you guys.
Yeah.
I can't believe
it's the punchline of the book of Revelations, and then for your gravy, you talk to the angels.
Well,
that's
you know,
chapter 23.
Well, that is something that can be found at howionic.com, right, Bob?
Yep.
Okay. HowIonic.com. These 2 hours have absolutely just flown by. And we have people calling in. I'm sorry for folks on the line. We have to end a little bit early. And I appreciate you guys. Ion, sir, thank you. You were just, I'm abuzzed at your energy and just thank you so much, for coming on and for coming and being. Who you are.
Our absolute pleasure. Always remember, a lover who loves is the ultimate goal.
Yes.
Love is not an emotion, it is but a force field.
And Bob, thank you for your ever wealth of generosity and searching, and I think you found it, and thank you for sharing it.
Well, I appreciate being at the masthead, like at the end of Alice in Wonderland, and heading to China as we head out for the second decade of Evan Ray's Elixir of Media Alchemy.
Well, you know what? Couldn't have done it, and just love that you guys were here. Thank you so much, darlings. And Roy is standing by, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Radio Alchemy with your host, Evan Ray. Be sure to visit our website, www.radioalchemy.com, and join us next week for more mind-blowing revelations from the fringe. I feel the movie, baby.